Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. It's a Saturday night edition of the show. We're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Literally anything goes, whether it be a political issue, personal problem, you take control of the phones. 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streaming. We got the broadband version of the show. We have a dial-up version, so two sizes should fit pretty much everybody. freetalklive.com. We'll take advantage of those. 800-259-9231. We're kind of highlighting some quotes throughout the show tonight. Going to pepper them in through when we come back from break from the StopTheDrugWar.org organization. They had requested some 15-second sound bites from some of their members, from some of their email list people. And they got some really good responses, and just want to share some of them with you. These are quotes against the war on drugs. And Sean in Indianapolis, if you want to give us a ring back, we are going to get to you here shortly. It didn't work for alcohol, and it's not working for drugs. A succinct expression of a historical analogy that people are likely to understand. From the same reader, it's a public health issue, not a criminal issue, and we don't lock up fat people. That's a great one. In fact, that's something I'd never really even thought of before.
It's true.
I mean, if one of the reasons why drugs are illegal is because they're bad for you. Well, so's fat. So's overeating. So's all kinds of dangerous activities that people can engage in.
I'll tell you what's dangerous about that particular thing is that pretty soon they'll start locking up fat people, too.
You think so? What? They're going to have to build a lot bigger jails for that. Let's talk to Tim in Indianapolis, WXNT. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hey, Tim.
Hi. I just wanted to comment on legalizing meth or legalizing something as strong as meth.
Yeah.
The impact it's had on a country such as Denmark and the impact that it's had by legalizing marijuana or legalizing any kind of drug, for that matter, and what impact it has on the society.
Tell me about it. What about it?
It's just a negative impact. I mean, I think that...
Are you saying legalizing it is a negative impact or making it illegal?
Legalizing it is a negative impact.
How is it impacting negatively on those societies?
I guess just economically and socially and spiritually
economically,
and everything that they do.
Are you talking about Amsterdam? You're talking about Amsterdam, correct? Where they've mostly legalized marijuana?
Yeah.
And you're telling me that there's been economic damage as a result of that?
No, I've never visited there, but everyone that I've ever said when they go there, I mean, there is a very, very economic boom in parts of Amsterdam, but in general, in their societies, from a hearsay perspective, it sounds like it has...
From a hearsay perspective. Do you know what that's based off of, Tim?
Yes. No, no.
Well, it's based off of, well, you admitted it, it's hearsay, it's garbage. If you want to look at Amsterdam, you'll find out that, interestingly enough, after they legalized marijuana there, the amount of the percentage of high school teenagers that are smoking marijuana has dropped in comparison to America. They just don't do it as often over there because it's no longer forbidden fruit. There's no longer anything cool about smoking marijuana because it's not illegal anymore.
I think we could say, Tim, that Amsterdam's a bit of a cesspool as far as, major cities go. But there's one major city in the world that has legalized, even partially legalized drugs. So, of course, it's going to attract the worst of, people that consider themselves, I've got to have those drugs for anything. I'm going to go live there.
Well,
there's going to be an attraction level there.
And also, it is a socialist, it's socialist Amsterdam, so there's a lot of garbage, big government programs that are just hurting the economy in general. To say that their economy hurts because they legalized marijuana is just silly. In fact, it's booming. They have a huge tourist base simply because they legalized marijuana. People come there from around the world to smoke marijuana, and that means they're spending money there. I mean, can you really give me a better reason why here in America we shouldn't legalize marijuana or any other drugs?
No, I can't.
So you agree, then, that we should legalize all those drugs?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Well, then why?
But I can't give you a reason.
Because it's emotional, Tim. That's the reason. Now, check it out, Tim. Here's an emotional statement for you. I am in danger. My wife is in danger. My big, fat, overweight cat is in danger every single day because of this war on drugs. Because some crack addict is going to, you know, it is quite possible would kill me in my sleep for a few dollars I have in my wallet so they can go out and get another fix.
Why would they do that?
They wouldn't have to do that if these drugs were legal. If they could get these things and smoke all the... Because the black market marks these things up because we go after these people. The prices of these things, it makes it so difficult.
The price of illegal drugs goes up by like something like 1,700% over where it should be. A vial of crack should cost like $3, not $30 instead. I mean, the amount of money that it increases, the price increases, is staggering. And it's simply because the products are illegal. I mean, didn't you learn about prohibition in school, Tim?
The only thing that I would say, and it's from my own perspective, and I've seen crack, and I've seen what it does to people, and I've seen what even speed, illegalized speed, whether it's any one of the Adderall or Ritalin or any of those do to people, and it's just horrendous. I mean, it's horrendous.
There's no doubt. But I agree with you.
That it does to that person and what it does to a society. I mean, if you go look at...
What do you mean what it does to society?
What is society?
Crack cocaine, if you go look at some crack...
Has crack
meth,
gone away,
meth.
Tim? Is it gone now?
No, I'm talking about meth.
Is meth gone, Tim?
It's not gone.
Is it ever going to go away? No, Tim, it's never going away. It doesn't matter how many laws you pass or how much you increase the penalties or if you put people to death for manufacturing it. It's not going away. All it's doing is putting us all at risk, and it's hurting people. In fact, Tim, here's another appeal to emotion for you.
Are there any other countries that have legalized meth? I mean, that you can go buy meth? I mean, any other places that actually have...
Just because there's tyrannical governments all over the world doesn't really, you know, that's not a good argument.
Yeah. Doesn't mean we should be tyrannical, Tim.
You know, this is the land of the free, if you recall.
Supposed to be the land of the free.
None of the rest of them claim that crap. Now, would you say, Tim, that we would go a long way in solving some social problems by legalizing marijuana?
Yeah, well, you let us have that one, Tim.
Pardon me?
Would you let us have the marijuana one? I mean, are you objecting to legalizing marijuana as well, or is it just the hard drugs? You're very pensive, Tim. Are you still there?
Yeah, I am. No, I wouldn't legalize any of them. But
are you serious? Have you ever smoked marijuana?
I wouldn't legalize any of them. But,
Can you answer my question, Tim? Have you ever smoked marijuana?
So from my perspective, and again, you know, maybe you're right about the marijuana piece, but I wouldn't legalize it. So
it doesn't matter.
But I'm back to the legalizing of like something as destructive as meth or crack cocaine.
It's very destructive, Tim, to the individual taking it. I agree with you totally. It's horrible. I've seen pictures of a crack addict, this woman. If you go and you look for, like, female crack addict in a Google search, you'll find her progression over 15 years, and she withers away. She turns into this skeletal-looking being, and it's just so scary and so frightening, and there's no doubt that it's a horrible, horrible thing. But that's her problem, and it's not my problem, and I'm at risk because she's going to be going out on the street. When she finishes her bowl of crack, she wants more of it, because that's what it does to you. And so she's going to go out, and she's going to do what it takes to get more of it. It doesn't matter if that means she's going to perform fellatio on her crack dealer, or if she's going to go run down the street and bust into your house or bust into your car, steal your car stereo, and go pawn it so she can buy another vial of crack. You're at risk because you want these drugs to be illegal. And that doesn't have any effect on you, Tim? You're not afraid of being mugged in the street over this?
More afraid of it being legal, but again, that's my perspective.
Totally irrational.
Let's not forget about the hundreds of thousands of people a year that die of tobacco, and it's legal.
Yeah, why don't we just make alcohol illegal again, Tim? Why don't we just make alcohol illegal again?
That doesn't mean that it should be legal. I mean, I watch live. I mean, the destructive.
Thanks for the call, Tim. We appreciate hearing from you, man. More Free Talk Live coming up. You take control.
E equals MC squared is wrong. What are you talking about?
Einstein's equations have errors. It's in this book I've been reading, The Collapse of Special Relativity.
That can't be right. Where did you hear about that?
In Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, a book at relativitycollapse.net and relativitycollapse.com. I liked what they had to say, so I bought it at amazon.com.
I don't know. It sounds like it'd be complicated to read.
That's where you're wrong. It's written with a minimal amount of math, just enough to get the point across, and also has many detailed drawings.
Are you sure? I mean, E equals MC squared. That's got to be wrong.
It is.
That's not what I meant. Where'd you find that book?
Requiem for Relativity, The Collapse of Special Relativity, at relativitycollapse.com, relativitycollapse.net, or amazon.com.
I still can't believe that Einstein is wrong.
It's the 21st century. Get up to speed. Just buy The Collapse of Special Relativity at relativitycollapse.com or relativitycollapse.net or amazon.com today.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We're inside hour number two here till 10 o'clock Eastern. It's the live Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. If you want to keep up to date with the show, just go to updates.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up for our updates. It's a free service, of course, like everything is at freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll know it first. It'll come to your email box, updates.freetalklive.com. We just got off the phone with Tim, and I was tempted. I was tempting to hold Tim through just because he's the first guy that has called this show in a long time who actually supports the war on drugs. And
kudos to him for being brave enough to call in about his feelings.
I think that if we'd had time to ask him, I think he'd say that we played fair. I mean, we kept him on for that entire segment. virtually. So, you know, I want to play fair with you. If you support the war on drugs, the phones are open for you, 800-259-9231. But I'm sorry, Tim, you're putting me and my friends and family members at risk because you think drugs are bad. And lots of drugs are bad. There's no doubt about it.
They are bad.
They're terrible, terrible things. But if they're illegal, then they just become an individual's problem instead of society's problem. When they're illegal, we're actually putting people at risk, not just because of violence on their families because a crackhead's trying to get money for their habit, but we're also putting the drug users at risk. I mean, really, the reason why we've made drugs illegal is because we care about people, right? I mean, that's one of the reasons why Tim thinks these drugs are bad, so we want to prevent people from getting their hands on them because we care about them. We want to keep them alive. Well, because they're illegal.
But then we take these sick people and we put them in prison for doing something bad.
That's totally so wrong. But because drugs are illegal, it means they're manufactured in meth labs in the basement of somebody's house or in a back shed. Or they're never manufactured by an actual company or an actual business that can be held responsible for what it is they're doing. If there are impurities, if your cocaine was cut with dish detergent, for instance, or if there's just impurities in your meth that you're buying, there's a good chance you're going to have a problem when you smoke it. And that means you might have an overdose or something terrible might happen to you simply because the product was manufactured without any quality control. You're buying something on the black market. It's like back in Prohibition when everybody was making bathtub gin.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff would make you go blind if you got a bad batch. Is that worth it? Is it worth it to kill people because of Prohibition? And really, Tim, I mean, what about Prohibition? Didn't you learn anything about alcohol prohibition back in the 20s? People were killed over gang wars, street turf wars. Those came about because of Prohibition. This is no different. Let's talk to Luke in North Carolina. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Conservatives want to make drugs illegal. Well, they already are. But liberals want to make guns illegal. But if we really want to make something illegal that's going to save the lives of children, swimming pools.
What do you mean? Swimming pools should be illegal?
Absolutely. I mean, it would save the children. You think more children die of gunshots? More children die of taking drugs? Or do more children die every year of drowning in swimming pools?
What about cars, man? They die in those things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cars are dangerous.
Actually, you know, prescription drugs, there's a lot of people that die from those. Maybe we should just outlaw all of those, too.
Well, the FDA kind of already, you know, outlaws the majority of drugs anyway, so...
No. You know, it's interesting that we have this sort of religious thing that's going on in the government, and some people are very concerned about it. But imagine if the Amish got in control of the government. Instead of the Baptists or the Pentecostals or whoever might be in charge now, imagine if the Amish got in control. We'd all be riding horse and buggies and
banishing air conditioning.
We wouldn't be allowed to have air conditioning. We wouldn't be allowed to have electricity. We wouldn't be allowed to use like electric saws.
But the Amish aren't running for office. And that's the greatest thing about the Amish people. They keep to themselves. They live their own lives and they let you live your life how you want to live it. Thanks for the call, Luke. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231. Phones are blowing up here. If you support the war on drugs, we really want to hear from you. Like Sandy in Indianapolis. Sandy, you're on Free Talk Live, listening on WXNT with Ian Manwich. Hello, Sandy.
Hey, this is the first time I've heard your program. I'm going to a party, and I hear...
Have a good time.
I'm hearing this person talk about what a wonderful thing it would be if we had legal drugs.
Yes,
I don't know,
Sandy,
where you're getting your information from. I think you've lost your mind. I'm telling you... you don't want to hear. You don't want to hear reality.
I want to hear everything.
You don't
want
to hear reality? Okay,
please,
well then,
knock
then
me over with reality,
like
Sandy.
12-year-old, you know? I'm telling you what about the war on drugs. If you see people on drugs, you might change your mind.
Man,
no,
look, my wife works at a drug treatment center, lady.
Oh, good for her.
There you go.
Good for her.
Sandy,
okay?
I've smoked copious amounts of marijuana.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that a bit. That's probably what's wrong with your brain.
I've been around plenty of people that have taken
you
drugs,
you got a fact,
Sandy,
for me, Sandy? One of them? Fact?
Let me say something here.
Please,
just
jump right in.
Let me get my point across.
Go ahead.
You think that your family's in danger because people are, you know, breaking into your homes and doing this and that?
Yeah, we know it,
Sandy.
Well,
guess what? Your family's in danger once it's legalized because these people are still not going to have the money to buy their drugs. I don't care if it's 50 cents.
Do tobacco addicts have money to buy their drugs?
people at tobacco.
Do alcoholics have money to buy their drugs?
Most alcoholics, I won't say most, okay, because I don't have statistics, but many alcoholics are functioning to the point where they can at least be somewhat employable.
Do you not think that some marijuana smokers could function to be employable? Because I think they do.
Not very many.
You're out of your mind, Sandy. Do you know any drug users? Do you know any drug users?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah?
And you think that marijuana smokers aren't functional?
No, I don't think that they are.
My God, there were 770,000 people arrested last year for marijuana possession. You think all those people, or marijuana drug charges, do you think that all those people are not functioning? Do you think half of those, do you think a quarter of those people are not functioning?
I'll say half.
50%. Sandy, 50% of parents have admitted to smoking marijuana at some point in their lives.
I agree with you wholeheartedly.
And we don't support smoking marijuana. Sandy, we're not asking people to smoke marijuana. We're just saying, let's not make it illegal. Let's not put people in prison for it. Prison I've got to pay for, Sandy.
Hey, Sandy, should we ban guns?
Yeah.
We should ban guns, too?
Absolutely, except
really?
For the police officers.
You know, do you like
freedom, Sandy?
Yeah,
do you believe you live in the land of the free and the home of the brave? Have you heard the word liberty?
Okay.
Do you know what it means?
Oh, I absolutely do.
Do you like liberty?
I think that you're a dumbass liberal that's interpreted.
You just want to be a conservative. I'm a conservative, Sandy. I want to stop taxes. I'm conservative.
You just said you wanted to ban guns.
I absolutely am.
Wait. She just said she wanted to ban guns, and she's calling you the liberal?
Right. You want to ban guns, you awful liberal?
Oh,
what does
please.
Liberal and conservative really mean, Sandy? I mean,
you know what?
Yes,
well, as far as I'm concerned, what it means to you is so you can do whatever you will, please.
I don't want to smoke marijuana,
matter.
Sandy.
It doesn't matter.
Hey, Sandy, me smoking marijuana doesn't hurt anybody else, does it?
Yes, it does.
Who?
Absolutely, it does. It hurts families. It hurts children.
What if I don't have a family?
People can't function.
What if my family's dead? What if my family's dead, Sandy?
Okay, well...
Just to prove that people can function when they're high, as your house was probably built by some people that were high.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. I mean, have you ever known anybody in construction, Sandy?
Oh, I know.
And what about Rush Limbaugh? I mean, he was on these pills. He ran a multi-million dollar radio corporation on pills. Please, that's a functional drug addict for you, Sandy. I'll bet you like him, don't you?
Hey, Sandy, we're on every Saturday night there on WXNT. Call us back sometime because you're interesting. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Yeah, why don't you call the program director and complain? Go ahead. He likes our show. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control. It is Free Talk Live because we're all about freedom. And that's a great point. We're going to address that coming up, man, which you should be free to live your life how you want.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night show. You take control of the phones, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We've got archives, 7 months worth of the show, right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. We're talking about the drug war, Manwich, and we just got off the phone with Sandy, who is, she's against drugs. She likes the war on drugs. She thinks it's a good thing, and she thinks it gels real cool with freedom. She thinks it's a real pro-freedom idea to ban drugs and to lock people into prison because they're putting drugs into their bodies. You know, Sandy, she thinks that all drug users are bad. She thinks that all drug users are dangerous and they're unproductive. Sandy, next time you're at a restaurant, I want you to look around. I want you to look at your server. I want you to look at every single server in that entire restaurant, because I will guarantee you, and restaurant workers, you're out there listening, it's Saturday night, call in and verify this. You don't have to say where you work, because every restaurant I've ever been to has this situation. I guarantee you 90% minimum of the staff that works at that restaurant smokes marijuana. Guaranteed.
That sounds like a stretch. 90%.
Guaranteed. That friendly waiter that you had the other night when you were out with your family that treated you really well, that did their job fantastic, and you gave them a super tip, probably was high at the time.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
I will go that far, because I've been there, Manwich. I've seen it happen. If Jason was here, our Wednesday night co-host, he's worked in the restaurant industry, he'll tell you it's higher than 90%.
So have I.
He'll tell you it's higher than 90%. If you work in restaurants, 800-259-9231, how about pizza drivers?
Oh, boy.
Pizza delivery men. How about the entire staff at any pizza shop? 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Todd in Oregon. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich, listening on KUIK.
Hey, guys. Thanks.
Hey there.
We need to get KUIK going for the second hour now.
I know. They got that Hispanic music, though, so we're working on it.
Yeah, that's too bad. But, I was thinking that the government's actually kind of schizophrenic, because on the one hand, there's this class of substances, and they say, "Oh no, you can't take this. This is bad for you."
Right,
right. But then on the other hand, there's this class of substances that they're forcing people to take.
What do you mean?
Well, vaccines.
Oh,
many people have died from vaccines, and many people are against the use of them, but. You want to send your kid to public school, you got to take them.
Well, plus, how about the drugs that are in the middle, Dr. Todd? I mean, you're a doctor, right?
Well, PhD, not a MD.
Nonetheless, you're an educated man. How about those drugs that are in the middle there, the legal drugs that they're not forcing anybody to take, but they're out there. So if you want to go take a bunch of NyQuil, you can take a bunch of NyQuil and trip like crazy, for instance. Totally legal. Is that okay?
Well, I think it's okay. I mean, I think that, you know, that the people that are in government are just on a massive power trip. Anything they can do to accumulate power or to accumulate money is, you know, they like that. So if there's some substance they can ban and they see some means of getting money from banning it, then they're going to ban it. If the best way that they can accumulate power is to force people to take some substance, then they're going to do that as well.
You're absolutely right. In fact,
you know, it really does come down to the dollars of it, because the drug war just makes so much money for the government.
Well, that's,
and once they put these people in prison, they make more money off of them.
Yeah, I wanted to ask what Tim, who is a supporter of the war on drugs earlier, if he happened to be a cop or a politician, because if you support the war on drugs, you're one of two things. You fall into one of two categories, either completely ignorant, You don't know anything about the war on drugs. You've never done any research. Everything you know about the war on drugs is based on your personal feelings. Or you're profiting from it. You're one of the cops that are bringing in drugs over the border and, you know, kind of escorting them into the country. You're profiting from it. Or you're confiscating drugs from drug dealers on the street and then reselling them to people that you know. You're profiting from it. You're a politician that's profiting via votes by posturing against drugs. People that are for the war on drugs just don't understand it, or they benefit from it. Todd, final comments.
Yeah, finally, I just wanted to suggest that everybody go to Wikipedia.org. And look up the article there on anarcho-capitalism, because I think it's a really good article. And it talks a bit about how there's essentially sort of two groups of people, one called consequentialists, who, you know, they decide what's right or wrong based on the effect on society.
Now, Todd, hey, one more thing.
What was the other group?
The other group's called neontologicalists, which basically means that they have a set of principles, things that are, you know, absolute right and wrong, and the effect on society is irrelevant. If, you know, if something is wrong to stop someone from doing, then it's wrong regardless of the effect on society.
Todd, you work for a technology company. I'm not going to reveal which one in case you didn't want me to, but you work for a major technology company with products in thousands of PCs, millions of PCs around the world. And I don't know if you are aware of it or not. I don't know. I'm not going to suggest that you're a drug user, but would you say there are probably some drug users that are productive people in your workplace?
We don't go around asking each other those sorts of questions.
Of course not.
But I do know that there probably are a few there.
In fact, I'll verify. Thanks for the call, Todd. I'll verify. I know people that work for Microsoft that smoke marijuana on a regular basis.
I'll tell you that in the radio industry, if you did your analysis tests on a regular basis, you'd be firing a lot of DJs.
Microsoft, these guys are making $70,000 to $100,000 a year, the people that I know. Smoke marijuana regularly. 800-259-9231. You want to put these people in jail, Sandy and Tim? You want to lock these people in the clink so then you get the privilege of keeping them there? See, that's kind of one of the parts that these drug war people forget about. You're paying for all of this.
You know, a girl I dated in high school, she used to get her marijuana by stealing out of her father's stash, and her father was a lawyer in town. And now he happens to be a politician. He's like some kind of commissioner of some sorts.
I've known nurses that smoke marijuana. Not on the job. They do it afterwards when they come home. All these people that I'm talking about, except for the restaurant people and the pizza delivery people,
they're drawing such sweeping conclusions about restaurant people.
They all do it when they come home. They're responsible drug users, and there's millions of them. There's no way you could ever lock them all up. We'd be paying through the nose. We already are paying through the nose. Let's talk to Rick in Indianapolis on WXNT. Listening on WXNT, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello, Rick.
This is absolutely the first time I've heard the show as well. On the way home from work, and I kind of felt sorry for Sandy because I think she's just a bit on the naive side.
Well, she's going to a party tonight. She'll have a good time.
Right. I'm sure there won't be any drugs at that party. No alcohol or anything like that.
I'm sure she drinks the Republican Kool-Aid served by Bush and his clan.
She's a Republican that wants to ban guns. Didn't you catch that part?
I could not believe that when she said it. A conservative wants to ban guns. But anyway, the question that you all
apparently
asked,
they haven't read the Second Amendment.
The war against drugs, I mean, we're talking about $1 trillion that's been spent since the mid-80s, and what has it got us? We've got 40% of the people that are in prison for drug use. We can't put other people that are truly heinous offenders in there because the jails and the prisons are full of those that did nothing more than smoke a little weed or do some of the more dangerous drugs that are out there.
We're releasing violent criminals early to make room for drug users.
Absolutely. I think she would also be surprised to know that probably about 200,000 of her neighbors here in Indianapolis are probably marijuana smokers as well. I'm not saying that it's a good thing, but I happen to know quite a few people being in the construction industry myself that, you know, that do this on a regular basis.
That's right. And they function. They come to work on time. They get their job done. They go home. And they get high instead of getting drunk. Or maybe both. Thanks for the call, Rick. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. How about all those construction workers that drink on the job? Should we outlaw that, too? It's probably a bad idea, but it should be something that the company decides whether or not they want to accept or not. It's an individual sort of a thing. More on the way. Your show, Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to own a computer? Would you like to upgrade to a newer, more up-to-date computer? Do you have no credit, limited credit, bad credit, or even a past bankruptcy that is preventing you from owning the computer you want? There is a solution. At FinanceMyPC.com, you are accepted are the words you will hear when applying for the computer you have been looking for. FinanceMyPC.com offers the latest and greatest laptop and desktop computers available on the market. With new name brand computers such as Dell, Gateway, and Hewlett-Packard, you can rest assured you are getting the best computer money can buy. At FinanceMyPC.com, regardless of your credit history, you can begin to reestablish your credit while enjoying the computer you deserve. Having a computer is a right that everyone deserves, even good people with bad credit. For a limited time, you will receive a free digital camera when you log on to FinanceMyPC.com and place your order. Call them today, 1-800-829-9017. That's 1-800-829-9017. Or simply log on to FinanceMyPC.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231, Saturday night edition here till 10 o'clock Eastern. We're live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And, again, only here till 10, so we're going to try and sneak all your calls in here. Your phones are blowing up on this drug war thing, Manwich. People have things to say about the war on drugs. And
like calling me a liberal.
And, by the way, we would prefer to take calls from people that are for the war on drugs. We've had two of them call in tonight, and which is unusual because normally they never call in. Normally they're scared to call in.
And thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. I want to let it be known that of the calls that we've gotten so far this hour on this topic, I think there's like four calls online right now. Of those four, zero are for the war on drugs.
Well, it does make some sense, because if you're for the war on drugs, you're winning, as it were, as far as the political war goes. Your team is on the winning side. So it would obviously be the losers that would be more vociferous.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Matt in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Authoritarian fascism. Oh, my God. That woman is straight out Nazi Germany.
Well, she thinks you can solve problems by making them illegal, that's all.
Yeah, she thinks that you can make drugs and guns disappear just by writing words on paper.
But no one should have guns except the police.
Yeah. what happens when the police become bad people?
There's plenty of police that are bad.
I mean, I think the reason the Second Amendment was written was to protect us from the government.
And, yeah, from people like her. And she reminded me exactly of that gentleman I used to work with who felt that heroin addicts should be killed.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
This guy was, in all seriousness, I couldn't believe him at first, but then he he was actually telling me, he's like, no, you know, they're a detriment to society and society, and they should be killed.
Well, the reason he says that is because he can't figure out another way to solve the problem. It's like the people that say, here's what we should do in Iraq. We should nuke them till it's a parking lot.
It's not a problem, though. I mean, it's a guy doing heroin. Heroin addicts lay in their bed, and they shoot up. They don't even go anywhere.
And then I asked him if he felt alcoholics should be killed, and you know, and he just fumbled around and was like, no, well, that's a different issue. I'm like, how is that a different issue?
Because he drinks.
I mean, he does nothing. Well, maybe he does. But,
probably. Yeah. Most people do, don't they?
Yeah, but I mean, people who are alcoholics and people who drink. You know, I drink, but I'm, you know.
Matt,
but,
thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from
right,
you. 800-259-9231.
Some of the people that do heroin aren't heroin addicts, too. I mean, just to be clear.
That's true. Let's go to Tom in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello, Tom.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
I'm definitely against the war on drugs.
Excellent.
Drugs should be legalized, regulated, and taxed heavily.
Are you functional, Tom? Can you function in society? Do you know any drug users that function in society?
Plenty. I myself am one. I know a pair of lawyers married to each other that own their own law firm, and I help them get what they need.
Oh, but wait, they're lawyers and they're on marijuana, right? So they must be the worst lawyers in town. They're
rich.
Really?
Of course they are.
Wait a minute, rich people do drugs too?
Yes, they do.
Oh my gosh, what a shocking revelation.
They enjoy the feeling and it doesn't interfere with their life.
Now, I'm not so sure I think drugs should be taxed heavily, because giving money to the government...
I know they would if they made them legal.
They would, absolutely.
Right, sure.
But I know the government does a bad job with most of the money I give them, and I don't want to give them any more.
Yeah, we need to repeal all the taxes on everything.
Not that I give them any money, like I give them very little money for alcohol taxes,
right,
because I buy very little.
Sure, and we're just talking about drugs, but you're right, man, which taxes just need to go away.
And I work in the restaurant industry.
Really?
And I used to be a manager of a restaurant. I wouldn't have a staff if they... drug tested.
Was I correct? 90% or more?
Yes.
Thank you, Tom. Manager of the restaurant industry. Manager in the restaurant industry.
If you want to have somebody wash your dishes, you better let them get high on break, because I don't want to do it.
Thank you for the call. You vindicated me, Tom. We appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. From management. The management even knows about it.
I don't know. It's 90% such a big number.
What do you mean you don't know? He just verified it. You're worth nothing, Manwich. Let's go to Craig in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Craig. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to stand up and vouch for most of the pot-smoking chefs and cooks out there. I myself am one. I just want to say that, yes, some of the best plates of food that you'll be served was probably by a guy who was stoned out of his gourd and happily.
No doubt about it. I've known several chefs that do that.
You know what? Working in a hot kitchen very closely with somebody else, dealing with servers, staff, owners, and idiot customers, you just want to get high and be happy. That's not a crime.
Craig, thanks for the
call.
Shouldn't be a crime. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Burning through the calls to Danny in Illinois. Danny, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Manwich. Hello.
Yeah. Personally, I think that drugs are stupid, but if you want to do it, that's your right.
Do you think alcohol's stupid, Danny?
Yeah. I used to drink, and, you know, I mean, I could be happy anymore without doing drugs, and it didn't take drugs. Matter of fact, my sister lives in Indianapolis. She used to do drugs heavily. She still drinks. She's one of the best people I know.
Now, as a family member, we had Sandy say earlier, I asked Sandy, who are they hurting? Who's a drug user hurting? She said, they're hurting families. Are you hurt by your sister? I mean, is she physically harming you in some way by doing drugs?
Well, she has gotten fight beat up a few people, but no, I mean... But
would she be better off, Danny, if we locked her in prison because she did
no,
some drugs?
Oh, no. You know, I used to sell stuff. I used to manufacture a product, and I sold it to tactical officers. I used to go to tactical shows around the country. I sat in a bar with them guys buying me drinks. I mean, these guys was, you know, drunk, driving back in a convoy from the, you know, the bar.
The cops?
Yeah. But, you know, them was some of the most arrogant people, and most of them weren't too bad, but there was a few of them. I mean, they was people with an attitude. I mean, they was just looking for people to go bust you. I mean, they liked that type of atmosphere.
It's time we put an end to the war on drugs. Danny, thank you for the call, man. 800-259-9231. I don't even know if we'll be able to sneak your call in. You can make it, and we'll try. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. The war on drugs is absolutely insane. It is anti-freedom. It needs to end. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Welcome to RealityZone.com. My name is G. Edward Griffin. When I wrote The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve, I said, we must create an entirely new money supply which is 100% backed by precious metals, and we must do this within a reasonably short period of time. I'm now pleased to inform you that the Liberty Dollar Organization has done precisely that. The Liberty Dollar is 100% backed and redeemable in gold and silver. So, if you want to make money and protect your purchasing power, I encourage you to visit the Liberty Dollar at www.libertydollar.org or call 888-421-6181 to find out about getting a free copy of The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's www.libertydollar.org or call toll-free 888-421-6181.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it. We'll slip you in here, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of stuff there for you. All of it is totally free. The archives, the last 7 months of the show there, bulletin board system, Shrine of Female Listeners, updates, streaming, and more, all of it on the house. If you appreciate the fact that we give you everything for free, we'd appreciate it if you checked out our AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you want us to spread the show, we're on 10 affiliates now on Saturday night.
11?
I think we're on 10 on Saturday nights. We're on 11 affiliates total.
Oh, okay.
We have a weekday show that we do as well. But we want to be on more. We'd like to take the message of freedom and liberty to hundreds of radio stations, and we can do it with your help. For $3 a month, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. There's all kinds of neat perks, like an exclusive area on our website. We're also re-releasing the original first season of Free Talk Live from 3 years ago, back when we were just a little local show. And we're kind of re-releasing that to our amplifiers. And plus, the long-term goal, you guys hate commercials, right? I mean, commercials, the bane of talk radio. There's too many. We spend too much time playing them. Well, once we reach 50% of our goal with the AMP program, we'll cut 2 minutes an hour of commercials out of the show, and we'll replace it with more showtime. Then when we reach 100%, we'll cut another 2 minutes of commercials out of the show and replace it with showtime. That's a total 25% reduction in commercial time. And we're serious about it, and it can be done for $3 a month from you, amp.freetalklive.com. If you can't afford it, don't worry. We'll keep giving you everything for free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
You know, I was going to say, freestateproject.org. If liberty doesn't mean anything to you, like some of our callers earlier tonight, if it doesn't mean anything, then stay away from the Free State Project. You don't want anything to do with liberty if you want control. If you want government control over people's lives, if you think you should be able to dictate what it is that people put into their bodies, if you think you know what's best as to how people should live, you're not going to be interested in the Free State Project. On the other hand, if you think liberty is important, if you think freedom is critical, and you think it's time to get back to freedom and liberty, I highly recommend you check out freestateproject.org.
You know, the evidence really is against people, you know, thinking that they know what's best for other folks. Because really, what works best is the free market and freedom, people doing what they want.
Live your life how you want to live it.
Unless you initiate violence on someone else.
If you're hurting somebody else, there's a problem, and that needs to stop. But if you're just going about your life, doing what you want, working the job you want to, ingesting whatever chemicals you would like to ingest, or not ingesting any at all, it's your business. It's absolutely your business, and it should remain that way. And we've covered so many different reasons tonight. There's even more reasons. I mean, check out Law Enforcement Against Prohibition. All of those of you who are for the war on drugs, leap.cc. Officers that are against the war on drugs.
I think that there are, you know, the people that were against for the war on drugs that called in this evening are right about one thing. I think that you'll probably be a lot more productive in your life if you don't use drugs.
What about the lawyers? What about the two successful lawyers?
I think they could be more successful. I think there's speed bumps on the road to success. When you wake up in the morning...
On the road to success, sure. I mean, if all you're doing is getting high all day, it's absolutely going to affect your productivity. But if you've made it, I mean, if you've already made it, it's certainly not going to do anything to you. And plus, there's plenty of people that drink at night when they come home just to relax, just like there's plenty of people that smoke a joint to relax.
But if I woke up in the morning when I had to go to work with a big old hangover, how good would I be at work that day?
Not very. But marijuana doesn't give you a hangover. We're back on Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you then. Don't forget to join us online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you're